Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know how to do this phone thing, somebody's going to have to push up our next guest, Gene Watson, the assistant to the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, joining us here on The Tonight Show. Hello, Gino.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Are you eating Chick-fil-A today?
I am not. I did a little concierge lounge this morning. I'm doing laundry right now as I travel back to Arizona tomorrow after the game tonight, and just getting the day started, actually.
Yeah, all right. Well, there you go. It's the life of a baseball guy on the road. Gene Watson with us here on 610 Sports Radio, and you were there last night.
Yes!
At the big game that took place in Miami featuring Japan and Mexico. Tonight, America takes on Japan for the World Championship, and you and I have talked about this. Josh is kind of on the fence. Why does the World Baseball Classic matter, and why should people in the United States be fired up? Because what I'm seeing around the world is pretty cool, but just like we don't embrace it here.
Well, I think when you look at it as an overall event, you know, Japan has their World Series. The United States Major League Baseball has their World Series. Each individual Caribbean league, the Dominican, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Mexico, all have their individual champions, and then they meet at a Latin American site for the Caribbean World Series. But this is truly the one event where the entire world can see the very best players on one stage play against each other. And, you know, there's been a lot of controversy about the timing of it. Do you do it now? Do you do it, take a break during the All-Star break? Do you do it after the World Series? But it's an unbelievable event. I've been to every one of them since 2006, and they just keep getting better. And you know, the thing, Bob, it's a player's game. And when Bud Selig created this idea, the conversations began in 2005. I mean, they went to the players' union and said, what do you guys think about this? And they were completely on board with it. And when you look over the history of the names of the players that have played in it, it's truly an incredible event. It's not the best time in the United States, coming off the Super Bowl. March Madness is going on, opening day's 10 days away. So it just doesn't have the same draw for the U.S. fan that it does globally. But tonight has a chance to be the most watched baseball game in the history of television. And so it's going to be an exciting night. I'm looking forward to it.
How do you feel about where the timing would be best? You're in baseball. You know how guys prepare and what have you. Would middle of the season make more sense?
I have always been for after the season. And you can make a great debate. Well, guys have played 162 games. They're tired. They're ready to go home. But much like right now, the players that want to play are playing. And I am personally for, because you have so much year-round baseball going on instructionally, either the season ends, you've got the fall league going on in Arizona, you've got instruction league, advanced instruction league, winter balls taking place. For me, I think it's a better time to try to pull it off, because – like right now, I mean, you know, Brady Singer and Bobby Witt Jr. are on this team, and it's great for them intangibly to be able to wake up every day and spend time with the greatest stars in our industry and learn from them. There's a lot of intangible growth that's taking place for both of them. And when you're, as an organization, trying to win a World Series, you want that growth for them. It was no different when Moustakas and Hosmer and the boys did it back in 2010. In the World Cup, and it's not any different now. But, you know, Brady's not getting his innings, and Bobby's not getting his at-bats, and so there will be a developmental residual to that to start the season. But all in all, It's a tremendous event for them to be a part of and all of our players to be a part
well,
of.
Well, I want to get to that because we talked about it earlier. I was telling Josh, I was looking at the stats. Like, Brady Singer has pitched like 2 innings in 2 weeks and Bobby Witt 2 or 4 at bats since he went to the U.S. team. How is this like helping those guys? I understand the residual stuff and learning by osmosis and all that, Gene, but like, how does that help them get ready for a season when they're not doing anything?
It does not. And they're having to do a lot of work on their own and a lot of work on the side. And we'll, you know, it'll be a little easier for Bobby in that you can put him on the backfields and let him lead off every inning in non-controlled environment in the backfield minor league games. But Brady's going to have to be built back up, and that's going to take a little bit of time. And so it's something we're going to have to manage.
And when they're away, are they working on things like you guys want them to work on, or is it under the guise of the United States team?
No, it's been amazing. I've actually been able to be around it, and the conversations that they have, and just really, it's the personal habits that they pick up, and the off season training, and all the things that they can learn from the experiences of the older player. I mean, Brady Singer is not being punished for hanging out with Adam Wainwright every day. I mean, that is a huge developmental moment for him, and so. Other than the on-field in-game work, everything else has been really, really good for them.
Talking with Gene Watson, the assistant general manager of Major League Scouting for the Royals here on 610 Sports Radio. And I proposed another fix for baseball yesterday. I know you love all my fixes for the game.
I love them, Bob.
Thank you. They're all good, right?
I'm trying, Gene. It's a village. I may be the idiot, but it takes a village here, my friend. And one of the things that I came up with is doing away with the regular season and having just tournaments all what would be the regular season long, and the winner of those tournaments make it into the postseason. And I revised it a little bit from yesterday. I'm going with 12 in-season two-week tournaments. All 12 winners of those tournaments get in, and then the 4 teams that perform the best over the course of those tournaments also get in, and then you have a 16-team postseason with the tournaments, because we love filling out brackets. We love tournaments in this country, and people are watching the WBC because it's the tournament style and there's something tangible to be had there. And if you do 12 two-week tournaments every year, a team like the Royals, who may not be looked at as a team that can compete this year, what if you catch a heater in July in one of those tournaments, you win that thing, you make it into the postseason?
It sounds a lot like NASCAR, Bob.
Yeah, that's what somebody said yesterday. Yeah, and I'm not a NASCAR fan, like NASCAR. Gene, so I don't know exactly how that truly works. I don't think anybody really does. But would you be in favor of doing something like that to give, like, because let's be honest, man, teams like the Royals, you start 6-20, you're done for the year. People have lost interest. This keeps people interested in every market all regular season long, if you will.
Well, I think, and I know you're going to dislike this, but I think the game of baseball has been such a traditional sport over the last 100-plus years that you'd have a hard time selling that model. But it's, you know, it's a great game. The players are continue to grow and get better, and globally, the game has never been better. I don't know that you're going to see a lot of change to the regular season schedule.
So what is going to change to make baseball more competitive? Like, I know there's a lot of Royals fans right now with this Bally's deal going up, and, you know, this, they see salary caps in football and all this kind of stuff. Like, I think fans are ready for a drastic change in this sport.
Yeah, and you know, I think when you look at the rules that have taken place, the rule changes that have taken place this winter, where there was a lot of people going, I don't know if that's going to work. I think we've seen – I haven't heard one front office executive, one player, one coach or manager complain about the no shifts, the pitch clock, the number of times you can throw over. I think we're going to see a very exciting brand of baseball in 2023, and I think that people are going to be excited about what the product rolls out. It's going to take a little time, especially all these players that have been in the World Baseball Classic that have not had a pitch clock, that have been able to throw over as many times as they want, that have been able to shift. I think it's going to take a little bit of time for all these players to assimilate back into the league and really learn how to use these rules. And I think there's going to be a lot of creativity in the way the rules are applied. And so I think you're going to see a much better product in 2023 based on these rule changes that have taken place.
And I'll tell you, watching the WBC versus a couple of the spring games that I've watched, it's a huge difference, and I found myself missing the pitch clock in the WBC game the other night. I'm like, where's the pitch clock? Move this along.
We said that the first game here in Miami was 4 hours, and everybody's looking around like, where's that pitch clock now? Because because you can definitely feel a difference. And in some of these games, even without it, you can see the major league pitchers that have learned to apply it without the clock at all, and the games have moved pretty quickly.
I was going to say, I think that's probably the end goal, right? That everybody gets used to it, just plays faster, and they gradually like push the clock away. Like, we don't even remember it being here. But you're inside baseball, and so a four-hour game is tough on you as well, right? I mean, inside baseball, there is an appreciation for we want to play a bit faster.
You know, I mean, I see it a little bit differently. I mean, I was raised in a single parent family where my mom, basically, she saved up all year long to take me to one Texas Ranger game. And so I didn't want the game to be quick. And I know, you know, my kids who love the game, you know, when they were in college, they would get their friends together and they would, you know, go get a hotel room and hang out. They'd show up to the ballpark a little bit late and they'd stay as long as they wanted to. And there's kind of a flow, you know, to it. For the fan that, you know, saves all year long to buy a ticket and bring their family down to Kansas City, you know, maybe from Des Moines, Iowa, that you know, they don't want that game to end quick because that's the one experience that they're going to have for that year, and they've saved a lot of money for it. But I certainly understand. I read a study this week where the position players are going to be on the field 50 hours less in 2023. That's a big deal in a world of sports science and everything that's taking place with workload management. That's a big deal for the players. And if it makes a player play, you know, 13 years instead of eight, then that's a great thing for everybody. But, you know, from a standpoint of the time of the game, growing up and, you know, that one game a year was an important thing. So I didn't want a 2-hour game. I wanted a 5-hour game. So
You do bring up something interesting because I think going to the game, I'm firmly in that camp. It's the consuming it away from the ball field when it's not the experience. The television product or the radio product, whatever, it's a lot of time to have to invest. I think when everybody goes to the game, I don't hear too many people complaining about, like, I'd like to leave early. It's the 7th. But you need people consuming it outside of the ballpark that I feel like that's where I'm disconnected with the time frame aspect of it. Makes sense?
No question. And the other thing that's going to happen in 2023 is the more balanced schedule where cities are going to be able to see some of these stars that they've never been able to see before. And in 2021, when I went to the Angels and it was with Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani for the year, it was amazing to me. You know, we'd have a one-run game in the 9th where there was a walk-off hit, and the next day I would talk to family and friends across the country, and they'd been in bed an hour and a half, 2 hours. So there's a lot of arguments for both sides, but any time that we can get our stars seen in every market and seen more on television and the games are a better quality for the fans, it's good for baseball.
Well, Gene, I think that's a fair point as well, is that this unbalanced schedule or whatever we're calling it now in baseball, I can't watch the Tigers 18 times. I don't think anybody can. Every time you look at the schedule, it's like the Tigers or Twins are coming to town. Now we get to see everybody, which I think is a big step forward for baseball.
Makes it different.
I think it makes it different, unique, and fun.
Yeah, and we have a country now where so many people move around the country professionally for their jobs or their families that you know, you have families that move into Kansas City from Chicago or L.A. or you know, Dallas, and now they're getting to see their teams coming to those markets, and I think that's great for attendance as well.
All right, let's talk about the ball club real fast. Before you left Surprise, Arizona, tell us some good things that are happening out there and why fans can get excited.
Well, we feel really good about the energy and just the vibe of the team has been really great. And the kids that have gone off and played in the World Baseball Classic, I will tell you, coming back, they've all been really, really excited. And that's another residual of it, is that, you know, they've been in these big crowds and in intense moments and important moments. And now they want that to carry over for us this season. And I think you're going to see a very, very young, energetic team that plays extremely hard. Q and Brian Sweeney have done a tremendous job of, like, giving players ownership in the way they want to do things and just being a support system for them and them not being afraid of making mistakes and preparing them and having them with the right information leading into games. I think it's shown in spring training, but spring training. We got to hope that it carries over into the year. But I do know it's going to be an exciting brand of baseball, and and the players are super excited to get going.
Well, Gene, I know I speak for everybody when I say we're all Musketeer fans this week down at T-Mobile Center for the Sweet 16.
Wow.
And
would you stop?
Wow. Stop what?
Would you stop?
I mean, let's be honest. Texas may be the most overvalued and over-celebrated brand in sports.
I was just going to ask Gene if he's going to have to cut spring training short to be back at T-Mobile Center this week.
No, it's not going to happen. But this has been a really fun and exciting team to watch. And I don't hear much from my KU fan friends these days. But it's been fun to watch. And hopefully they can carry it through.
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens. Honest question, though. You're a huge Texas fan, both football, men's basketball. If they lose this weekend, if they win this weekend, is this guy staying on as coach?
I think that's kind of been the push by the players is to make it happen. I think that they have so much respect and admiration for Rodney that they want it to happen. It would be pretty unconventional not for the University of Texas to open it up and just see, you know, what that big fish may be. I mean, and I know you feel differently about this, but it is the University of Texas, and it's, you know, its academics are very, very good. The financial support is incredible, and so it's a very coveted job for a lot of coaches in every sport, and so it'll be interesting to see what they do.
You started with academics. I mean,
hey, look it up, man.
good luck down there at the University of Texas in the SEC. Have fun tonight at the WBC, my man.
Okay, guys. Great talking to you.
Always great talking to you, too. That's Gene Watson, the assistant general manager.
Yes!
Of Major League Scouting to the Kansas City Royals.
Hates all of our baseball ideas.
But he's open to some of them, at least.
I love the way he just totally shot down the way. He's like, yeah, I wouldn't count on any changes to the schedule.
Why not?
I know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.